396. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad the eavesdropper. Ahmad the Amazing has caught some of the juiciest gossip of all time.
Oh, man. It was so good that I missed half of my nap on Friday.
So you skipped sleep just to catch up on some gossip. Let me first ask you, where were you eavesdropping?
I was laying in my bed.
So you're in your bed and able to hear
all of this gossip. She had her man on speakerphone yelling at him.
So this is a neighbor.
This is a neighbor. I have my window open and all I hear is this girl yelling at her boyfriend about sleeping with the girls at the bar that she works at.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
And then him justifying it by saying, well, you went on a date. And she goes, we were on a break. And it's just like, I heard, it's almost like they were performing a play for me.
Yeah.
I got all of the juicy details. Like, this guy was hooking up with every girl
at the bar that she works at.
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Did you happen to get what bar?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't.
It wasn't, but you live in Uptown.
I live in Uptown.
Okay.
All the bars I go to are gay, so I don't think
it's not one of those.
Yeah, it's not one of those.
And your window is open when you were listening to all
yes.
this?
Yes, and apparently I was like waiting for my boyfriend to get home. He goes, oh, the couple next door, they do that like every other night.
Oh, wow. So she passes it all the time.
Yeah, I sleep through it. And apparently this is like an ongoing thing. Like the guy has like accused her of like trying to sleep with his brother. Shout out Match Your Mistake from yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Like it gets
We need to get them on Match Your Mistake.
I think we do.
Slide a business card or something under the door.
Exactly. And this is the cool couple that when the Bears were winning last season, we all went outside. We were like, yeah, go Bears.
Go Bears.
Yeah. Little did I know.
You know what? There are those toxic couples, though, that are like so back and forth. Like sometimes they're just screaming and hollering in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And then the next day they're like, look at us. We've been together for 5 years.
Exactly.
Yay.
They're the couples that on Instagram on Valentine's Day will post, we've been through many ups and downs.
Many downs.
Mostly downs.
But that is a down. Sleeping with every girl at your job.
Yeah.
Insane. And I got all the tea.
It not immediately being over is wild, too.
Exactly.
It's not immediately over because she feels guilty about something she's done.
Well, going on a date while they're on a break, come on.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
She kept saying, you're just like triggering me. And then at one point I was like, well, girl, hang up. I'm trying to go
hang
to sleep.
Up. Okay. And that part, like, whenever people argue on the phone, I'm like, you do know that you have the power to
end this conversation.
Like,
yes.
So Ahmad just laying in bed and catching the juiciest gossip.
Just so juicy. And every time I see them, I'm like, hey, girl.
You should break up.
Just know if you're listening, Ahmad carries a little bit of judgment.
Just a tiny bit.
There's always something so like, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, but when you hear other people's gossip, other people's problems, you're just like...
It's like watching TV.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of entertainment value
doesn't
out of it.
Doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh, man. Especially if you don't know them. Like, if they were your friends, you'd probably be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry that he slept with everybody that you work with.
It was like I was laying in bed and they were doing like a podcast or something. Like, I heard every detail.
All right, who's got some juicy gossip?
Ooh, other people's gossip?
Other people's gossip. 877-591-9696. Ahmad shared some. Now, we want to, and we'll keep you anonymous, and we'll keep, obviously, the people anonymous. Right. We're not trying to, like, expose people.
Right.
That's not our game here.
But if you know someone's cheating on someone.
Yeah.
Or if you know that someone's sleeping with their boss at work.
All right.
Or if you know, I don't know.
Someone's stealing office supplies.
What? Yeah. Tell us the juicy gossip right now. 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. We'll keep you anonymous, but what's the juicy gossip that you know? Call us at 877-591-9696. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings in Rena in Chicago. What's that juicy gossip that you know right now?
Okay, so I can only say this because the kids are out of school, and so I feel like this gossip is kind of safe. But
okay.
I saw my kid's teacher is sleeping with one of the married moms at school.
Ooh. And married?
Yeah. Yeah, and I know this because I saw them kissing.
Wow.
Where?
I pulled around back of the school because I had to pick up my kid's school project, and they were back in the back of the school kissing.
Wow. I think that's so funny.
Yeah,
they're
cool.
Like teenagers. They're like, let's go to the back of the school and hide and kiss. I wonder if she's trying to get her kids' grades up or something, or if this is like real love.
I don't think so, because this is like we all clock this teacher because he is cute. I mean, it's, you know,
all the moms. So. He's good with kids. He's got a job. Honestly, 3 for 3.
Rena, are you coupled up? Are you with somebody?
Yeah. Okay.
Married, let me ask you one. This teacher, this hottie teacher, if you weren't coupled up, would you?
With this teacher?
Yeah.
I think I would if he wanted to be.
That took no time.
I might stop by.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You might stop by.
Okay, so this is warranted. Not warranted because cheating is bad. You know, she should not be doing this. But you get why he's, like, attractive to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Does
anyone else
know?
I can't fault her taste.
Does anyone else know?
No, just you guys right now.
Why, there's nobody else that you've told?
No, this just happened yesterday, so I've kind of been keeping it,
so
like,
you haven't got a chance to tell everybody yet, because I would tell everybody.
No. I would tell everyone.
I would call my husband immediately.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, no, that's the next person. That's the next person who's going to find out. He's not as into the gossip, so,
Clearly, we're asking for it on our show.
You guys want it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Rena.
All right, I'm starting the summer with some juicy gossip. Thanks.
Yeah, you are. So what did you want to be when you grew up? And then what are you now that you are grown up?
Grown up.
It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. So this has gone kind of viral on Instagram because these kids were asked what they want to be when they grow up, and they just had just the absolutely most amazing answers.
Jolene, what would you like to be when you grow up?
Spice Girls.
Me,
Jaden,
wants to be a gas station worker.
I want to be pregnant.
Tyler would like to be a skeleton.
A Waffle House worker.
Oh, my God.
A witch.
A witch. She said she wants to be a witch. So there was one there that wanted to be pregnant when she grew up.
Oh, well, that's a lot of people's dreams. A lot of people dream of being a mom.
There's one that said that they wanted to be a skeleton. And spoiler, one day you might be.
One day you will be, I fear.
Unless you get cremated.
Oh.
Always an option.
Oh, right.
And a significantly cheaper option. You don't have to buy any underground real estate.
That is true. That's what we did with my auntie.
Cremated her?
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Everyone was like, it's what she would have wanted.
You know what?
Just looking around the room like, right, we all agree.
Some people really do. My mom wants to be cremated.
I love that.
I want a big dramatic funeral, and I want to be a skeleton like this kid.
And you want to be a fly on the wall at that funeral, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I want to see who's really crying and who's faking it. 877-591-9696. What did you want to be when you grew up, and then what are you now? We'll start with Tiana in Maywood. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Growing up as a kid, I grew up with a lot of boys in the family, so I was always forced to play baseball, basketball, whatever. And I convinced myself as a kid I would be the first girl in the MLB.
Oh,
that was my goal.
I love that.
So how far did we get on that goal, Tiana?
I got to like 8th grade, and then the park I used to play at, girls aged out, so I couldn't keep going. And I was okay with that because the boys were rough and my brothers didn't play, and, you know, it's okay.
Can we get some girls in the MLB, please? And for the Cubs, we need I don't know, feminine touch or something for these Cubbies who are going through a record-breaking
lost streak
right now.
See, Tiana, you could be what the Cubs need.
Yeah.
I could.
How's that arm doing?
I'll bring out the cleats.
Yeah, bring out the cleats. Bring out that bat.
Whatever you can. But what do you do now then, if you wanted to be the first MLB worker?
Yeah.
Well, so what are you doing now?
And now I work for the schools as a social worker.
Oh, I like that.
See, you're still doing something super amazing.
Yeah, good for you.
Still helping.
All right, well, thank you very much for sharing, and have a great day, okay?
You too.
Again, 877-591-9696. We want to know, what did you want to be as a kid? And then what do you do now that you're grown up? Like, I very much wanted to be, I had two career choices as a child. I wanted to be either an ice cream man, hero, or a fireman.
Also hero.
Yeah, so okay. I wanted to be a hero of some sort.
And instead, you're a radio show host.
Yeah, not a hero by any means, but play music.
Some people would say that you save their mornings.
You know what? Yeah, maybe.
You could still be a hero here.
Gloria and Evanston, part of the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia. What did you want to be when you grew up, and then what do you do now?
So,
I had a lot of things when I was a kid that I wanted to be. It was either lawyer, doctor. But when I got to high school, I told myself I want to be a paramedic. But now I'm an Instacart delivery driver and a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, I love that.
Look at that.
There's plenty to keep you busy, huh?
Yes, I'm the paramedic to them. So if anything happens, I got to get in the car and rush them to the hospital. Because the hospital is like a 5-minute drive from us. Yeah.
And look at you knowing exactly where it is.
It's for a fireman to get out here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I always feel like stay-at-home moms don't get enough credit because you are their paramedic and their teacher and also their personal chef.
Yeah.
And also their, like, stylist.
And entertainer. Yep.
Yes, you are everything.
Nobody tells you about that part of being a parent is like, okay, now entertain this child.
Perform.
For 12 hours a day. Yeah. And arguably, as an Instacart driver, a hero.
Yes.
Because you're getting people the things they need. Thank you very much for that, Gloria.
No problem. A few years later.
We'll see you on the live. We're streaming live, by the way, on Instagram at B96 Chicago if you want to join in on the conversation. And feel free to call 877-591-9696. What did you want to be when you grew up? And then what are you now? I want to find out from Carla coming up next. What was it that you wanted to be as a kid?
Honestly, I think what I wanted to be was really cool. This job is cool, but what I wanted to be...
Was cooler?
Was cooler.
Let's find out what that was coming up next. B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings asking, what did you want to be as a kid, and then what are you now? 877-591-9696. We're going to go to somebody who technically is still a kid. Danny, Riverside. So what is it that you want to be?
This message has been transcribed.
Mm-hmm.
One moment while I notify the caller.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Danny?
Danny, you called us.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Oh, well...
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's...
Not sure what's going on there. There's Danny.
Danny, are you there?
Yeah.
Your phone did a weird thing.
I want to be an entrepreneur when I grow up.
What does that mean?
I would like to start my own company one day.
Oh, okay. You want to start
just kind of be my own boss.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm still in high school now.
So you're still in the stage of, like, anything is possible in your life.
Yeah, I'm only a junior in high school now, but yeah.
And by the way, it absolutely is, you know, possible. I remember, you know... I wanted to be on the radio, and my friends were like, then you should try. And I said, no, that's crazy. That's like saying I want to be a movie star, an astronaut. Seems impossible, but you could do that too if you want it.
Yeah, totally.
So beyond just owning a business, is there like a type of business, something that you have an interest in?
Yeah, I think a software business would be really cool.
Okay.
I'd love to start one of those. And I want to be one day star, an astronaut. That's
kind of
like what I
want to
do.
Ah, okay, cool. All right, well, thanks very much for that, Danny, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Okay. You can be whatever you want to be, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but I would hone in on something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, he wants to be a software.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Then it's all money.
I worry when people say entrepreneur. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's just like, you want to be your own boss. And if I was my own boss, I'd give myself every day off.
Yeah.
And then I'd have no money.
Yeah.
So, but.
What about you, Carla? All right. So what, I'm very curious what, in all the conversations that we've had, I don't know that I know what you wanted to be as a kid.
Ah, okay. So when I was a kid, I wanted to work for the FBI.
Oh.
As a forensic scientist and criminal investigator.
Yeah. I could see that.
I did. I wanted that so bad because I used to have a video game called Woman's Murder Mystery where you would solve mysteries. And so when I applied to college, I applied to a bunch of like forensic chemistry programs. And so that's actually what I was studying for like my whole first semester.
I can 1000% see that.
Can you?
There's an alternate universe where you are an FBI agent.
How cool is that? But then as like college kept going and then things got a little bit harder and then things happened where I was like, the FBI is never going to hire me now.
What was that?
I like to have fun.
Okay. All right. A mystery.
Not me being the one being investigated. so we switched career paths.
Okay.
And now I'm a radio show
and
host.
And now you're sitting across from me at B96 in Chicago. That's wild. 877-591-9696. We'll grab one more. Aubrey and Lyle, what did you want to be when you grew up? And then what are you now? Oh, sorry.
You're a backup dancer?
You wanted to be a backup dancer for somebody specific?
Yeah, Beyonce or Britney Spears.
Ah,
yes.
All right.
Arguably the two best bees.
Yes. I want it because they were doing world tours. Like, I want to travel the world and dance my butt off.
Beyonce and
Britney. I loved it. I was like, get paid for that.
So did you actually, were you a dancer growing up?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you good?
I did competitive, and then I did. Well, I was a part of my crew was a part of like MTV's Made, and they got on to like the Think You Could Dance.
Wow!
So I was a part of like a really good group. I got to meet Oprah. I got to dance a part of her block party. I was, so
girl, your dreams basically came true.
Yeah, so your dream did come true, and then you segued away from dancing, and what do you do now?
Mm-hmm. I'm a financial advisor.
Oh, see, you know what, though? Money!
Yeah.
Everyone, everyone needs personal finance, and I help a lot of my, like, elderly clients, and it makes me so happy. Me and widows are, like, so tight.
You're like, I get this is a rough moment, but I can help you.
Yeah. But sometimes those widows got some money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Well, you know what? Thank you for sharing that with us. And we appreciate your call. Have a great day, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Never stop dancing.
So we are in the situation where we had been reading somebody's diary for the last several months. And we are like, now what do we do every day at 7:30? We've been diving into somebody else's business. So we have done this a couple of times. We call it the truth jar. And we dive into our own business. And we have questions in a jar. And we have to pull out a question. And then me, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing all have to answer that question. Well, since we've been sort of, into Diary Girls business for so long, we have based questions on the diary.
Yes, on her life, so that we can spill the same kind of tea, and that way we feel like it's even.
And maybe to some degree, like it's not over. So Diary Girl related questions in the truth jar, we all have to answer honestly. Let's see how that goes.
I'm scared.
Coming up next, it's Moe and Carla Mornings, commercial free on B96. B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. We have no diary. So now, since we've been getting into diary, we had somebody's diary. We were reading an entry a day on the radio for a few months, and it's all over. But we were really in this person's business. So now we're going to get into our own business.
Yeah, we're going to tell on ourselves so that it feels a little more even.
Yeah. So we have what we are calling the truth jar. And in this jar is a bunch of questions. But today's questions specifically are questions that have stemmed from the content of the diary.
Mm-hmm.
So things that we judge somebody else on, now we have to expose our own truths. And we have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when we read the questions from the truth jar. And we're going to go around the room. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. Ahmad has pulled the question for today. And it is...
when was the last time you hooked up with your ex?
Oh.
With any ex?
With any ex.
All right.
Well, this is because Diary Girl kept hooking up with her ex, Mike, for about a year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's true. Long after they were over.
Yeah.
So the last ex that I hooked up with was in 2016.
Oh, the best summer of everyone's lives.
It was a wild summer, and my ex had come into town. And this was my ex from when I was like 19. So this was my ex from like 05.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And so here we are like almost a decade later. And she was like, hey, I'm coming into town. And I was like, oh. And she was like, we should hang around. And I was like, okay, fine. So we went and got a sandwich. And then we went back to my place. And we absolutely hooked up for old time's sake. I don't know why. I don't know why it's so comfortable. Even if it had been almost a decade,
mm-hmm.
nobody's adding anything to their number. You can skip the BS.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew ahead of time based on our text conversation.
Oh, okay.
Is it not safe for work?
Well, no, I could not.
Oh, okay.
Because there were photos and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It was a pretty aggressive conversation. So we knew that we were in the clear.
Got you. I thought the sandwiches just made you guys horny.
Yeah. No, that too. That was our aphrodisiac.
Yeah, apparently Jimmy John's is an aphrodisiac.
She wanted the salami. That was my story. Carla?
Okay. Last time that I hooked up with an ex
was...
this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I dated this guy 5 years ago. He's from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always said, always said that he is the hottest guy that I have ever dated.
All right.
Like for the last 5 years, whenever anybody would ask me, girl, what's your type? I'd be like, physically? And they'd be like, yes. And then I would show them this guy's profile because I just think he's the most handsome person on the face of this earth.
Just a dreamboat.
Yes.
Really? More handsome than me and Ahmad?
Yeah, come on.
Yes.
That's wild.
No hesitation.
I'm sorry.
No, I've seen him. He's cute.
He's so handsome. And so he, out of nowhere, hit me back up like years later.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, I'm coming into town. Similar to yours.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you're sure. Like,
yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. My middle name is Tam. And so he did, in fact, hang out. And and we smooched.
All right.
We did smooch.
And this was this past weekend.
This literal weekend.
Brilliant.
I know.
I love that story.
I love that.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
All right. So no, the question from the truth jar is, when is the last time that you hooked up with an ex? Ahmad the Amazing, your turn.
Mine got a little scary. So back in 2019, I was on a road trip. I wanted to stop, and I knew I had an ex along the way. And he had been, like, hitting me up. I've been looking at the Instagram. He had gotten a little thick. Everything was sitting right.
So, and wait. And in this instance, thick is good.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
So, you're like, I'm road tripping.
Might as well stop over here at this town. And, you know, we did our thing.
Okay.
I moved on. He did not. He started stalking my mom's Facebook.
Ooh.
He would call me and text me from random numbers. This lasted until like last summer, right before I moved up here.
Man.
Oh, so you're a cautionary tale.
Like, he literally called me while I was like hanging out with Issa. We just had
Issa is Ahmad's current boyfriend.
Yes. And we had just had like kind of the marriage conversation.
Oh.
And so he calls me like, hey, how you been? I'm like, I don't like you. I'm literally hanging out with the guy that I want to marry. Stop texting me. Stop calling me.
Wow.
I got really upset with him, and I think it worked.
Angry am I.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that when you hook up with an ex, it tends to blur lines.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Then it starts to like, whatever.
But after I let you down gently over like 6 years and you keep calling me and you're stalking my mom's Facebook, you're like, oh, I saw your little sister did great in track.
Yeah.
Like, who
that's
are
weird.
You?
Everybody needs to learn to take the hint when the hints come your way. But you clearly left an imprint.
Hey.
Like
you
that.
Walked
no,
right into that one. Yes, you did.
Not on purpose. All right.
See?
Well, that's the truth jar.
We've all hooked up with an ex.
Everybody.
Can't even judge her.
Has hooked up with everybody has backslid or backtracked, whichever
you
call in their lives. It's just a thing. We're humans.
Some of us just a few days ago.
Yeah. All right. Can't crush Carla. Some can. Can't crush Carla next. Your chance at $1,000. Stick around. It's B96.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Can't crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness. Melissa in Berwyn is going to take Carla on today. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're pretty good. We're pretty good. We're hoping that we get to give away $1,000, but I suppose that's up to you. Why don't you start by throwing Carla out of here?
All right, Carla, get on out of here.
There you go.
Okay. That was like a nonchalant kick out.
Yeah, get on out of here, she says. All right, so it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. You get $1,000. Here we go. We'll start with question number 1. Sources say Ryan Reynolds attended the final Late Show without Blake Lively because she's, quote, polarizing, and he didn't want her presence to overshadow Stephen Colbert's last night. What Marvel character does Ryan Reynolds play in the MCU?
Wasn't it Green Lantern?
Question number 2. 10 years ago today, Fifth Harmony released their album 727. This is the final album the group released before Camila Cabello pursued a solo career. What was the lead single from the album 727 that featured Ty Dolla Sign?
I don't know.
All right, question number 3. Bad Bunny will take his voice acting, will make his voice acting debut as a pizza with sunglasses in Toy Story 5, which hits theaters June 19th. What is the name of the astronaut character in the Toy Story movies? The astronaut.
Buzz Lightyear.
Question number 4. Navy Pier is offering $10 deals to celebrate the centennial wheel turning 10 today. This includes $10 rides on the wheel, $10 shakes at JoJo Shake Bar, and $10 tickets to the Butterfly House. Which museum is located at Navy Pier?
The Children's Museum?
All right, question number 5. Oreo is releasing limited edition cookies inspired by BTS on June 8th. They're purple with a brown sugar pancake flavored cream inspired by the Korean snack Hotuk. True or false, BTS has never had a number one on the Billboard Hot 100. All right, let's get Carla back in here. While Carla's on the way in, so you have a whole lineup of pets in your house. Two dogs, two lizards, and a bird?
Yes.
What kind of bird?
A cockatiel.
And do you love having a bird?
She's a little feisty, but I love her.
So, this past weekend I had family in town. We did the Chinatown thing, and then we did like the bean and all that. And there, twice we saw these collections of macaws, these big colorful birds. And I said to my wife, we need to get a bird. And she said, absolutely not.
Why?
She said they're stinky. And I don't know that they're stinky.
Are they stinky?
Oh, Melissa? My bird's not stinky. She does poop a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get newspapers in to crap on. But other than that, I don't know. It might be a fun animal after all the other ones are.
I had birds growing up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I mean, I never really had to take care of them.
Did they talk?
No.
Oh, okay.
I talked a lot, though.
What?
No way.
Welcome back, Carla. Three correct for Melissa and Berwyn. Let's see how you do. Question number one. Sources say Ryan Reynolds attended the final Late Show without Blake Lively because she's polarizing, apparently, and he didn't want her presence to overshadow Stephen Colbert's last night. What Marvel character does Ryan Reynolds play in the MCU?
Deadpool.
Yeah. Question number two.
Oh, my God.
Question number two. 10 years ago today.
Did you get that wrong?
Yeah, she said Green Lantern. 10 years ago today, Fifth Harmony released their album 727. This was the final album the group released before Camila Cabello pursued a solo career. What was the lead single from the album 727 that featured Ty Dolla Sign?
The only song from Fifth Harmony that I can remember right now is We Can Work From Home.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
That's the one where in the video, or was it some VMA performance?
Like they were hammering a wheel.
A tire, yeah.
Or a tire, I should say.
It was a good song.
It is a good song. It's also literally the only one of Fifth Harmony that I can remember.
Oh, yeah. And it was a little bit before its time.
Yeah.
Because everybody started working from home in the pandemic, and that was the jam. Question number three. Bad Bunny will make his voice acting debut as a pizza with sunglasses in Toy Story 5, which hits theaters June 19th. What is the name of the astronaut character in the Toy Story movies?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear is correct. Question number four. Navy Pier is offering $10 deals to celebrate the centennial wheel turning 10 today. This includes $10 rides on the wheel, $10 shakes at JoJo Shake Bar, and $10 tickets to the Butterfly House. Which museum is located at Navy Pier?
The Children's Museum?
That's correct.
Okay.
Which means 10 years ago was a busy day. Not only was it Fifth Harmony's album release day, it was also the debut of the Centennial Wheel.
Wow.
All right, question number five. Oreo is releasing limited edition cookies inspired by BTS on June 8th.
Cool.
They're purple with a brown sugar pancake flavored cream inspired by the Korean snack Hotuk. True or false, BTS has never had a number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
That's got to be false.
That's false. They've had seven.
Yeah, I'm like, come on now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bummer, Melissa, because Carla got all five correct. Unfortunately, you know what this means, right?
Yep. I'm Melissa from Berwyn, and I can't crush Carla.
No, you
not
can't crush
today.
Carla. No, but we enjoyed having you on, and thank you for the insight about having birds. I'm going to go get one on my way home today without asking my wife. Just going to go pick one up. Why not?
I'm sure she's going to love that. And then you could just blame Melissa and Berwyn.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Melissa, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, it's Morgan Carla Mornings on B96. I got a sick reputation for handling
broads. All I need. B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Morgan Carla Mornings.
So today we've got Kelly in Northwest Indiana. Now, let me understand this. You're having issues with your girlfriend every time you go out. What's going on?
So she just can't handle her liquor, and it's bad.
Oh, no.
What happens?
Yeah.
Well, you know, granted, she's 5 feet tall, so she's not meant to handle a lot of liquor, but she also doesn't drink. You know, I always end up having to go home early or take her home because she's had, like, way too much. And I've talked to her about it, and she just says, oh, I'm small. I can't help it. It's normal. I'm not, you know, if I'm so tiny, you know, we're adults and I'm just can't handle, you know, more than whatever I had. But I'm thinking to myself, then just have one White Claw and drink and that's and be done with it, you know? Just
right. So basically you've got this 5 foot nothing person who any amount of alcohol knocks her on her ass and she's a nightmare.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And she's choosing to still have any amount of alcohol and thinking right. It's what, just fine?
Right. Like, at this age, don't you know your limit? Like, haven't you experimented all these years to see what, you know, what you're... Like, most people know, oh, I have 2 drinks and that's it, I'm done. But she just, she'll rip shots of tequila. She's like, four...
Listen,
you know,
your girl sounds like a vibe.
She does sound like a vibe. And unfortunately, as much as, like, the rational not... drunk brain goes, I know I shouldn't have that much. The more you drink, the more you think I can have more and it won't be a problem.
Right.
Yeah. So does she have a problem? I don't know. We don't even go out that often. I'm starting to wonder, is it because we're getting older or whatever? But we were starting to think we were going to move in together, but this is kind of stopping me. And, you know, we've been together for 4 months. I love everything else about her, but dang, girl, slow it down.
You were going to move in after 4 months?
You know how it is.
That's a separate conversation, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so you say that she can't handle her liquor and you end up having to take care of her, but you haven't really told us how she gets. Some people get flirty, some people get sloppy. People get mean. How does she get?
Is she?
Well, totally sloppy, first of all, like super sloppy. And I'm in good shape, but I'm not up to carrying some 5 foot person home, you know?
Every single time.
So, and there was one time she was a little snarky mean, but not especially. She's usually like kind of lovey, but just super sloppy. It's just embarrassing, you know?
Mm.
I do know, especially if you're like not drinking that much and somebody with you is so drunk, how annoying that
right.
can be.
Yeah.
And
right.
you're like, do I go away from this person or do I catch up with them? Because this is not
this weird in between place is gonna get me mad.
So essentially, all right. So the issue is this, okay? It's Kelly in Northwest Indiana. She's with this girl who she really likes. They've been together about 4 months. They've even considered moving in together. The problem is she's 5 foot tall, and pretty much any amount of alcohol she drinks, she gets just wasted. And it's to a point where like Kelly's like over it. Like, and I've been in those relationships before where, like, when you're with the person and they start drinking, you start getting that feeling of, like, oh no, here we go. This is not going to be good. And that is not a good feeling to have. And, like, you're pre angry before it even happens,
or pre concerned.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is match or mistake. And the question is, can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake? Is there any level of talking her out of that kind of drinking? Because also, you know, you do get to a certain age where you're like, okay, now I'm taking care of somebody. This is annoying.
Yeah, I don't want to be a babysitter, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And you said you mentioned this to her?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And you know, she's like, oh, I'm just having fun. I don't know. I'm so little. That's why.
Well,
what does that mean, you know?
Talking to anybody in a relationship about their drinking is hard. Like, I think the natural human tendency when somebody says that you're drinking too much is to get aggressive
and anxious defensive. And embarrassed. Yeah.
So, but you know, is it a match or is it a mistake? That's the question. Can you see a relationship through if this is a problem? Is this something she can grow out of? Or is this who she is? 877-591-9696. Kelly needs your help. It's Match or Mistake on B96. B96 with Match or Mistake. So Kelly is in Northwest Indiana, and her girlfriend apparently becomes a nightmare when she drinks. She's like, I'm only 5 feet tall, so I'm just crazy when I drink.
Oh, yeah, which makes sense because, like, I can relate. It doesn't take a lot to get, I guess, intoxicated when you're a little bit smaller. But I think it also takes you knowing your body, you know?
Yeah, like, knowing when to stop.
Maybe not 15 shots of tequila, maybe one.
It's come to a point where Kelly really dreads when her girlfriend is drinking at all. And so the question is, can this relationship be a match? Is there saving it or is it a mistake? At 877-591-9696. Some insight from Maureen in Jefferson Park. Now, this is something that you are going through now?
Correct.
Tell us about, and you say it's a, mistake. I guess give us your thoughts.
It's a total mistake. Mm-hmm. I see red flags everywhere. I'm a recovering alcoholic, mm-hmm. and my ex-boyfriend at this point is a heavy drinker. Well, he'll drink 30 beers a night.
Oh, ooh, 30?
So, yeah, yeah.
That sounds
so
expensive.
Exactly. But he doesn't think he has a problem. So all you end up doing is watching this person go down, and you're like a babysitter. And so it got to the point where I couldn't stand babysitting anymore. I want, you know, somebody who's gonna be more responsible. So I see nothing but red flags on this one.
Well, and that's interesting, and I appreciate you being open and honest with us, and yes. I feel like if you're in a situation where, you know, you've said that you're a recovering alcoholic.
So you're not drinking at all.
And that's got to be really hard to be around somebody who's drinking a
so
lot.
So actively.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I mean, I'm fine in a an area where people are drinking. That doesn't bother me, but when you're sitting there and then all of a sudden you get the slurring and the staggering, it's not fun. It gets old and it's you're babysitting and then you're wondering if this person's driving. I mean, I couldn't pick when my ex-boyfriend would fall down. I'm like, you stay there.
Yeah.
Because I can't pick you up.
Well, and then it becomes this constant stressor on your life. That's very interesting and valuable insight.
It.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Maureen.
You're welcome. Thank you. And tell this girl to walk away.
Okay. Thank you for that.
We'll tell her to run.
Yeah. is it Rihanna or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Rihanna and New Lennox. Now, you say this could be a match.
I think if she's able to if they're able to work through this and fix it out, because my dad had a similar problem, and like if you're able to work it out with your partner and figure it out, it could be a match. But if she's not willing to change her ways, then I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where I think it happens to like people that drink too much, sometimes you don't remember what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't remember how you were acting,
then you just move on with your life.
You don't know that it was like an embarrassing, perhaps like bad moment for other people until somebody straight up shows you. And then you're like, okay, fine. Two high noons it is.
Yeah. Well, and if you're the one who, you know, can get a little bit carried away drinking, and we're not pointing fingers and saying alcoholism or anything like that. But the other person, you might not know that they've got a sense of dread when you drink.
Yeah.
And that is not a fun thing to live with, because then it gets you in kind of like a space where you're not having fun at all.
Right. Because no one wants to believe they're the problem. Brianna, how long did it take for your dad to kind of lock in and fix that?
Well, it took him one night on New Year's, and he, like, completely lost it, and he changed his ways after that, and he'll only also drink and have a beer, like, once in a while, and I think it took a lot, like, in him to change, but he did it, and I'm proud of him for it, because now my mom and him are happier, and, like, it's made a lot impact on our lives. So.
Yeah, wow.
It normally always takes one incident, huh? The big incident. Yeah.
I think if her girlfriend is willing to accept this and willing to change, then I think it could really work out.
Yeah, and I guess that is a whole other variable, is how willing is she, you know?
She doesn't seem very willing. She seems to be very oh, it's just something that happens.
I'm quirky.
And you're like, well.
I'm quirky. My quirk is that I'm a complete and total nightmare when I have three drinks. Thank you very much, Rihanna. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too.
So the question is it a match or mistake? Again, Kelly in Northwest Indiana, her girlfriend is very short and kind of uses that as an excuse to just be wild when she's drunk.
And the thing is, I'm trying not to judge, because I used to be the exact same way.
Sure.
So I know that there is perhaps a way out of this, but she has to know what's going on.
She has to acknowledge it, too. But can it be a match, or is it a mistake? Would love to hear from you. Also going to check in with Kelly again next and kind of see where her head is at. Is she going to stick around for it? It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. A chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 trivia questions correctly on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings and Match or Mistake with with Kelly in Northwest Indiana, whose girlfriend is kind of a nightmare when she drinks. And it's something that she hasn't really acknowledged and hasn't really tried to change.
Right. Because I get it can be a little embarrassing to like admit or understand that maybe you're the problem sometimes. Yeah. So she's still trying to understand that.
And she's trying to figure out, is this relationship a match or a mistake? Now, Grandma Debbie always has some valuable insight for us now. Grandma Debbie, you say it's a match. And there was a point in time where you were this person.
Yes, I was. I was told it was either vodka or him.
Mm.
And I chose him and we're still together.
Wow.
So if she really wants the girl bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you'll do anything to get it. That's what I always say.
That's true.
So, wow. You know, I feel like if she really wants to be with this girl, she'll slow down or stop altogether. I barely drink now when we go out. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. You can still have fun without alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that you're trying to see the side of giving a person grace, because again, we don't have all the sides to the story, mm-hmm. right? We don't know what we don't know. But
what?
Go ahead.
Well, because I was going through divorce so I was drinking a lot.
But yeah. Okay.
There's no excuse. You know what I mean? There's no excuse to drink that much to where you can't, you know, walk yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that, Debbie, and have a great day, okay?
Good luck to her. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
So really though, Kelly, this is, you know, your life and your situation. What do you think? Do you think it's going to end up being a match or a mistake?
Oh, you know, sadly, I think it's going to be a mistake. I mean, it's only been 4 months. It's not like I gave up that much of my life yet. And
right.
I'm going out less. Why? Because I have fun going out. Why am I going out less? That's who I am. And, you know, if she's ripping shots of tequila, why do I have to, like, suffer and modify my behavior to be a babysitter?
Right, and that sucks. And you don't want to carry somebody home or drag them up the steps or, like, all that stuff's not fun.
Every time the bartender's like, free drink, you're like, no. Normally, those are very good words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that that's the case, but I hope that you find somebody who's kind of more your speed.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure I will.
Maybe someone taller.
Yeah.
Or with a higher tolerance.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. B96, show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Made a Minuteman. 10
questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Made a Minuteman. Carly in Bucktown is going to play today for a chance to win $1,000. How you doing there, Carly?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're fabulous, Carly. I like when people's names are any variation of Carla. So you are officially my favorite person today.
Likewise.
Well, let's see if we can make this happen for you. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. If you get them all correct, $1,000 is yours. Here we go. Which holiday was this past Monday?
Memorial Day.
Correct. Which sport did the Chicago Fire play?
Soccer.
Correct. Which cartoon featured a cat that likes lasagna?
Garfield.
That's correct. Which food place sells blizzards?
Dairy Queen.
That's correct. Which Disney princess sings A Part of Your World?
Ariel.
Correct. Halfway to $1,000. Which Australian animal mainly eats eucalyptus leaves?
A koala.
Correct. What does it mean to wave the white flag?
Surrender.
That's correct. What was the name of the volleyball in Castaway?
Oh, the volleyball?
Yep.
Pat.
Which president was a licensed bartender?
Roosevelt.
Incorrect. What was the name of the first cloned animal?
Dolly.
Dolly is correct. Oh, but you missed two of them.
Ooh, you're so good, though. When Logan and I were looking at each other like, is it going to happen?
Oh, man. Well,
thanks, Carla.
What was the name of the volleyball in Castaway?
Wilson.
I was not going to get that.
Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Who's headquartered.
All right. Like the brand.
Yeah.
The brand is headquartered right here in downtown Chicago in our building.
Thanks.
And which president?
All right, I'll never forget that.
Which president was a licensed bartender?
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln,
he
honest
actually owned
Abe.
A bar.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
What a badass.
Okay, maybe I should have known that one.
Man,
okay.
You were only two right, away from $1,000.
Dang, we played one other time and that was the same.
Yeah.
80% is our average, I guess. All right, well, we'll keep trying.
You'll keep trying, all right? We'll do this again every weekday, 8:40 for a chance to win a grand.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day as well.
Bye.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Before we go, we'd like to hear some little victories. What's something you'd love to celebrate with the rest of the world?
It's so hard not to smile when, like, the weather is starting to warm up, yeah. The sun is out, graduations are happening, kids are out of school. Tell us something good.
877-591-9696. Coming up next, we'll do little victories. We'll turn the radio station over to you and celebrate you and the people in your life. It's B96. It's B96, Logan Carla Mornings, and little victories. And we're going to start with Janae in Chicago Heights. And Janae in Chicago Heights is celebrating one of the most important people in the world. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And this is your best friend in the whole wide world's birthday?
Yes, Ashley Shelton.
Ashley, happy birthday, Ashley.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
What makes Ashley the best friend in the whole world?
Yeah.
Like, what makes her so special?
Because she's always there for me. And she's like my personal lawyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, best friend / lawyer / everything person. How long have you guys been friends?
For 8 years.
8 years. All right, then, cool. Well, happy birthday, Ashley Shelton.
You know, I saw something online once, and it's probably not true, but it said that once you are best friends with someone for 8 years or friends with someone for 8 years, that's the time it takes to know that they'll be your friends forever.
Oh, okay.
We're definitely going to be friends forever.
Oh,
I love it. Well, happy birthday to Ashley, and thank you, Janae, for sharing that. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye. Megan is in Chicago, and so you run a dog rescue, is that right?
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
That's so amazing that you're doing that.
Yeah, so I run, I'm one of the two co-founders of Chicago Rescue Authority here in Portage Park in Chicago.
Okay, I love that. And so do I understand you guys have like a big adoption event coming up?
We do. This Sunday, May 31st at 1 to 4 p.m., we're going to be at Almost Home Tavern and Grill. It's on the corner of like Clark and Racine.
Yeah,
Wrigleyville.
It's right there in Wrigleyville, yeah.
They've been so amazing. They're putting on this amazing event for us and helping us get some of our adoptable dogs featured. They have like a pup cup and a treat bar, like a doggy kissing booth they made for us.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing. They got Tito's is going to be out there with some dog swag and some cocktails for us. They're going to have whiskey sampling. And they're so kind. They're doing a $1,000 donation match. So if we can get a lot of people out to our event on Sunday and get some donations going, Almost Home Tavern and Grill will match our donation up to $1,000 for us, which is incredible.
What is the name of your rescue again?
Chicago Rescue Authority. It's kind of like CTA. We took some inspiration from CTA and just kind of pay honor to Chicago. We're pretty recognizable.
I saw you on Instagram this morning because I saw a logo that looked like CTA, but it said CRA. And I was like, oh, what's that?
Hey, that was me.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cute. Okay, how many dogs need a home right now?
So we have about 45 dogs in our rescue at the present time. We're going to have anywhere from like 10 to 15 adoptables at the event. And they're going to be ranging anywhere from, like, I have a litter of 8-week-old puppies that actually the team at Almost Home named for us.
Yeah.
I have some 8-week-old Chihuahua puppies. I've got, Chicago Rescue Authority actually took 15 beagles from the Ridgeland Farms laboratory release.
Little cute beagles.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
A lot of those kids aren't going to be ready for adoption quite yet, but we do have a couple of them that have come a really long way in their foster homes that are going to try to make an appearance for a little while if it's not too overwhelming for them because everything's kind of new to them and they're very nervous. But
this is so cute. And I know that there are at least 10 to 15 people listening right now that want a dog.
100%. By the way, this coming Sunday at Almost Home Bar. Expect to see Ahmad the Amazing, our producer. He's the guy that took your call. He lives right up the street from Wrigleyville and he's going to come adopt 5 dogs.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Time to come say hi.
So you only got 40 left.
And his boyfriend's going to make him return 4 of them.
No.
Yeah.
Well, have an amazing event. I hope that you guys get a lot of dogs adopted out this weekend.
Almost Home Bar. Yeah. What time?
1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Megan, and have a great day.
Thank you both. Have a good morning.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's going to do it for Moog and Carl in the Mornings today. We got to run back tomorrow. We'll do this thing again.
Yes. Let's give away some money. Let's do some more little victories.
By the way, I love a short week. Tomorrow's already Thursday.
Oh.
Let's get after it.
I love good news. That's my little victory. Let's end it on a high.
Lala, ticket tag, your chance to win Friday wristbands to Lollapalooza is at 11 a.m., your next chance. All right, stick around for that. Enjoy the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Moog and Carl in the Mornings on B96.